Saturday no Amato Ohure, a teacher at Torret One Primary School, says he also works as a security guard because the government has not paid teachers for almost a year.
In Warrior, we have 3 shifts, morning shift, afternoon shift, and night shift. So if I have a morning shift, then I will go and come back in the afternoon to teach from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And then if I'm going to work in the afternoon, I will go to school in the morning to teach. Because of these conditions, I am bearing to move between 2 jobs. It is not only the teachers who are working there. All other civil servants are also working.
Reverend John Wajaras, a parish priest at Torret Catholic Church, says the South Sudan government should transform the lives of its citizens.
A civil servant have gone almost for 9 months, and that is what I call a gap between work satisfaction and then the issue of salaries. It is not a normal thing, so it affects the order. If I come late, you don't pay me. So even my boss, what do you say? You cannot give me now directives because what I am expecting from you, you don't even give me. So from the point of institution, I think there is going to be a breakdown. In other places, you see, when you don't give me my right, I become very emotional, and then this is where the temper will fly and confusion will come in there. But I hope we cannot reach to that level. South Sudanese are very patient, and I hope the patient will not run out also.
The chairperson of a civil society group in Eastern Equatorial State says the government stands to lose its workforce because employees haven't been paid. Charles Onen says the state and national government are the biggest employers in the country.
For any country to develop, the manpower must be effectively supported and motivated. The workforce has to be participating maximally to be able to produce, to be able to implement policies. But now look at this. If our workforce, they are withdrawing from offices, we will not be seeing any progress in terms of development of our nation. Look at what they call GDP. We don't have any GDP, gross domestic product. And that is a measure and indicator of a country developing, but we don't see it, GDP. Secondly, we will see that many people will not come back to work next year. The projection is that next year, people are going to be serious to look for another avenue of living. If the trend of not paying salaries monthly continues. And finally, let us not be surprised that we will see a lot of crimes increasing.
Peter Lokuju Lotirimoi, Eastern Equatorial State Minister of Finance, says the government is working to pay civil servants who have been waiting for too long.
The National Ministry of Finance Planning is the one dealing with all the resources of this country. He knows how to get the money from anywhere, and then can solve the problem of the civil servant. They are trying now, they are going to pay arrears that is going to pay, which is not yet paid. I think in the program of the government, it's serious about it. It's looking ways how to solve the problem of civil servant.
Lotirimoi says South Sudan is battling severe floods, a collapsing currency, and the shutdown of oil revenue. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa reporting from Eastern Equatorial State Capital, Torret.